Hello and welcome to another episode of the Critical Care Revision Aid Podcast, Episode 5, Critical Illness Weakness.
What may cause difficulty in weaning from mechanical ventilation?
Causes of difficulty in weaning are numerous. They can be categorised into respiratory, cardiac, neuromuscular and miscellaneous. Respiratory causes include inadequately treated pulmonary pathology or a high secretion load. Cardiac causes include systolic or diastolic dysfunction or ischemic heart disease. Neurological causes may include depressed central drive, primary neuromuscular pathology such as Guillain-Barré, or critical illness weakness. Examples of other causes are delirium and malnutrition.
Tell me more about critical illness weakness. Can you define it?
Critical illness weakness is clinically detected weakness in critically ill patients in whom there is no other plausible etiology other than the critical illness. It tends to be generalised, symmetrical, flaccid, and sparing of the cranial nerves.
What are the subtypes which may occur?
The three subtypes are critical illness myopathy, critical illness polyneuropathy, and critical illness neuromyopathy. While the underlying pathology differs, they are very challenging to differentiate clinically. They can, however, be distinguished using electrophysiological testing. Critical illness myopathy can be further subclassified following muscle biopsy, if this is undertaken, into unspecific or uncomplicated, thick filament, and acute necrotizing myopathy.
What disorders might be included in a differential diagnosis in a patient who has weakness in the ICU?
The differential is broad and includes neuromuscular disorders such as myasthenia gravis or Guillain-Barré, spinal cord injury, muscular causes like myositis or rhabdomyolysis, drug-induced weakness, or infective causes like botulism.
Tell me about the risk factors for critical illness weakness.
The etiology is uncertain and is likely to be multifactorial. Risk factors can be split into probable and possible. Some probable risk factors are septic shock, multi-organ failure, prolonged mechanical ventilation, and hyperglycemia. Possible risk factors include steroids, neuromuscular blockade, excessive sedation, parenteral nutrition, and increased age.
What do you know about the pathophysiology?
The pathophysiology is complex, poorly understood, and likely to result from interaction of several mechanisms. Critical illness polyneuropathy can be thought of as peripheral nervous system failure resulting from systemic inflammation-induced processes. Some postulated mechanisms include reduced oxygen and nutrient delivery to the axon due to micro and macro circulatory impairment, a low molecular weight neurotoxin, and hyperglycemia-induced axonal injury. In critical illness myopathy, early weakness is thought to be due to functional changes such as decreased membrane excitability and altered contractile protein and sarcoplasmic reticulum function. Long-term weakness is thought to be related to structural changes such as atrophy.
What are the clinical features required for a diagnosis of critical illness weakness?
The criteria for diagnosis are weakness developing after the onset of critical illness, weakness which is generalised, symmetrical, flaccid and sparing of the cranial nerves, and where causes other than critical illness have been excluded, plus either dependence on mechanical ventilation or an MRC sum score of less than 48 on greater than two occasions more than 24 hours apart.
Can you describe the MRC sum scale in more detail, please?
The MRC sum score has a maximum score of 60. It scores three upper and three lower limb movements on each side from 0 to 5, with 0 being no movement, 3 being movement with gravity eliminated, and 5 being normal power.
How is potential critical illness weakness investigated?
Investigations are laboratory tests, imaging, and neurophysiological testing. Laboratory tests include bloods for inflammatory markers, electrolytes, autoantibodies, CK and B12 levels, and a lumbar puncture. Imaging may include MRI of the brain and spinal cord. Neurophysiological tests include nerve conduction studies, EMG, and less commonly, muscle biopsy.
How can critical illness neuropathy and critical illness myopathy be differentiated based on neurophysiological tests?
In nerve conduction studies, nerve conduction velocity is normal in both. With critical illness polyneuropathy, compound muscle action potentials, CMAPs, and sensory nerve action potentials, SNAPs, are decreased. In critical illness myopathy, SNAP is normal and CMAP is reduced. EMG in critical illness myopathy shows short duration, low amplitude motor unit potentials.
What are the management options for a patient with critical illness weakness?
No intervention has been shown to improve outcomes in established critical illness weakness. Focus is therefore on minimisation of risk factors and rehabilitation. Strategies to minimise risk factors include early mobilisation, optimisation of nutrition, sedation weaning protocols, electrolyte replacement, glycemic control, and minimising the use of steroids and neuromuscular blockade.